Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City continued their fine run of form after picking up a 1-0 victory at Arsenal on Sunday. Raheem Sterling's early strike as he met Riyad Mahrez's cross proved to be the difference. There were chances as the game developed for Arsenal, who were very much on the back foot early on. Kieran Tierney and Bukayo Saka both looking threatening, but ultimately Arsenal just couldn't come up with the goods to go and find an equaliser. In the end, a second goal was not needed as City took the 3 points to ensure they stay in control at the top. Well, moving on, Pep Guardiola says he's surprised by his side's imperious run of form when everyone is suffering in this world. As they extended their winning run to 18 games with that win at Arsenal, the Premier League leaders have not dropped a point since the 15th of December and have taken control of the title race. They're now 10 points clear at the top with 13 games left to play. Well, Guardiola said, "I'm surprised and impressed. And so when everyone is suffering in this world, all the teams in the league are dropping points. We were consistent over the past 2 months and I did not expect that. People talk and talk about the record and the victories, but to do this, you have to win these types of games many, many times. It's not always about winning by 3 or 4, because that is not possible." And finally, Guardiola said that Sergio Aguero was edging closer to a return to action in the wake of the win at Arsenal. As with last Wednesday's 3-1 success at Everton, City's all-time record goalscorer was an unused substitute, with the boss mindful of carefully managing Aguero's fitness after a lengthy spell on the sidelines. But addressing the media in his post-match press conference, the boss insisted that Aguero's time was coming. He said, "I'm looking forward to putting him in. We cannot forget he was a long-time injured and you get rhythm when you play minutes, but he deserves to play and I want it. I want to say keep working hard and your time is coming." That's all for now. We'll have more later.